What exactly is wrong with the inmates running the asylum? It seems to me they're in an ideal position to know just what's needed. When it comes to my organs, I've decided to donate only my prostate and testicles, with the stipulation that they go to one of those lovely feminists. Here's something no one ever said before. Big bats down to 1-5, 5 over cross up the thingo, nose, baseball, hieroglyphics, hopscotch, pouch. Inevitably, 2-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8. I with a 2-2-2. 3-4-5, down here, mother, we're all home now. So long, Jill. Beep, beep. Hungry, hungry. Are you? I couldn't stand it. Not in my house. Up yours too, Don. He's packing them in. We'll all try it. 50-50? Okay, but not me. No one ever said that before. No one ever wrote that. Not even Shakespeare. I'm proud of that. Civilization began its downhill path the day some guy first uttered the words, "A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do." They say that if you live to be 100, your lucky number goes up by 1. As near as I can tell, jack shit and diddly squat are roughly the same amount. What do you think about some guy who hears a voice in his head that tells him to kill his entire family, and he does it? Is that the only thing these voices ever tell paranoid guys to do, kill people? Doesn't a voice ever say, "Go take a shit on the salad bar at Wendy's"? Doesn't a voice tell a guy to take out his dick on the merry-go-round? Actually, some guys do take out their dicks on the merry-go-round, but usually it's their own idea. In the old days, white people used to put black grease paint on their faces and perform menstrual shows. Boy, that must have been really interesting. When I first heard the song "Don't Worry, Be Happy," I realized it was exactly the kind of mindless philosophy that Americans would respond to. It would make a great national motto, right along with "Me First." Here's a little known fact. When the stock exchange closes, the guy who comes out on the balcony with that big hammer slams it on the head of the person who lost the most money that day. America has too many fake Irish pubs. Giving your bar an Irish name doesn't make it a pub. The word pub is earned the hard way. Tons and tons of puke and thousands of shattered cheekbones. McDonald's breakfast for under $1 is actually more expensive than that. You have to factor in the cost of bypass surgery. May I make it clear once and for all that I don't care what country the Pope is in? I'm really not interested. All the Pope ever does is go around to places where people make $6 a year and tell them to have more children. Isn't that bright and responsible and compassionate? Such a bright, responsible, compassionate man. If the Pope wants to travel around flaunting his wealth and encouraging poor people to have children, let him do it privately. And for God's sakes, keep it off television. The Pope is not news. No one who has had taps played for them has ever been able to hear it. Although it's true blondes have more fun, it's important to remember they also have more VD. If you watch a sitcom carefully, you can see that it's really nothing more than a series of doors opening and closing with a series of jack-offs entering and exiting. They have a new roach spray. Doesn't kill the roaches, but it fills them with self-doubt as to whether or not they're in the right house. I'm sure looters don't call it looting. They probably think of it as extreme shopping. One good reason for maintaining only a small circle of friends is that 3 out of 4 murders are committed by people who knew the victim. If you live on the wrong side of the tracks, but get up on the right side of the bed, do those things cancel each other out? Probably not. Professional soldiers are people who die for a living. Here's some fun you can have. Go into a photography shop and ask the man if you can buy the pictures of the other people in the window. Say, "How much for that heavyset couple?" I guarantee they'll stare at you a long time. In fact, they might even back up several feet. Whenever they say someone got hit by a stray bullet, I wonder about the choice of words. It seems to me that the bullet isn't stray at all. It's doing exactly what physics predicts, traveling in a straight line. What's so stray about that?